not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Got a great show lined up today. So if you like gardening, flowers, peppers, tomatoes, we got a segment coming up in segment two. Let's say that. Coming up in segment two, Greg Wadle from the Western Technology Center in Burns Flats is going to be on with me talking about their plant sale coming up and describing all the plants and what's going on with the vegetable world. And then coming up in segment three and four, Jerry Newman will be in here, and we're going to be talking about the 22F Class Association 100-yard small bore. So if you do like shooting small bore from 100 yards, 22s, it's going to be pretty fun. Anyway, it's really taking hold out here in Western Oklahoma. You guys don't want to miss out on that. But first, let's check the weather out. 62 at Slapout, 71 at Cherokee, 63 at the May Ranch, 67 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. Speaking of Cheyenne, you know that dude, that guy from the French Quarters up there at the High Pro dealer? Or the manufacturing plant there in Cheyenne, there on the north side. He got a hole-in-one Saturday at the alumni tournament at Sayre National. At the National. Anyway, at Sayre. Anyway, he hole-in-one on hole number 9. Congratulations, Jeremiah. And what's cool is him and Nathan Heffley, you know, that dude from out there at Wheeler General Store at Wheeler, they didn't finish last, even with a hole-in-one. That was so awesome. Anyway, congratulations, Jeremiah, on a hole-in-one. It was pretty cool. It was all caught on video, so it was a pretty cool deal. Anyway, so we got 70 degrees at Hollis, 71 at Hobart, and out here in the Texas Panhandle, 67 at Lipscomb, and 69 at Dozer, and 72 at Odell. Anyway, we got that going on. Okay, so Friday, I was talking about the feral hog situation in what the growth rate is. So I got an interesting call this morning. So you guys, I'll repeat what I said Friday. The feral swine population growth model. Obviously, the first year you start out with one sow. Year 5, 43 pigs out of that sow so far. Year 10, 605. Year 20, 122,000 pigs come out, started, related to that one pig. So I got a question for you guys. I want you to study on it. Let me know if you figure it out today. I don't know if you'll have enough time to do all that math. But anyway, here's the question. So we're going to do the Quartermaster Angus Bull growth model. So I need you guys to figure out, with one Quartermaster Angus Bull, first year of breeding, at year 5, how many offspring has that bull done? Year 10, how many offspring has that bull done? And year 20, how many offspring will come out of that one bull? How many offspring comes out in a bull? And then it's not going to be 20 years. We're going to go from 1 to 7, 8, 9 years old on a bull. All right. Because we know if a bull makes it to 20, a hamburger meat ain't going to be any good. So anyway, how many offspring will a bull have in a 7-year life cycle? Figure that out for me. Especially if it's a Quartermaster Angus bull. So how I get that. Anyway, we got that going on. Also, Angus Bull, it's coming up. Actually, some bull sales coming up. The CG Cattle Company bull and female sales coming up April 6th. Be later this week, this Saturday. And also at 12:30. And also Reds in the Heartland Sale down here south of us, April 6th at 1 o'clock. So anyway, we got that all going on. And what else we got going on? April 9th, put it on your schedule, a week from Tuesday, tomorrow, 5:30 to 7:30, right here in Elk City at the Western Technology Center, over here by the softball parks and or behind Tractor Supply, however you want to put that. Anyway, there is going to be a pecan tree seminar put on by OSU Extension. It's going to be good from 5:30 to 7:30 in the evening, a week from Tuesday, a week from tomorrow. It's going to be a good class. We're going to be talking about pests. We're going to be talking about planting your tree, irrigation. Scott from Knutson Irrigation is going to be out from UConn and talking about some simple ways to get drip systems and or your irrigation done for a orchard. So it's going to be pretty exciting with what's going on there. Okay, I'm going to give you a quick update on the current grain markets and livestock, and we're going to go to break and come back. We'll have Greg on. May corn, 434, down on 7.25. Soybean for May, 1184, down 7.25 also. Soybean meal for May, 332.40, down 5.30. Soybean oil for May, 48.31, down, or not down, up 36. And hard red winter wheat, taking a pretty good licking this morning. May wheat is at 573, down 12.25. July is 567, down 12. Cotton King doing pretty good today. May, 92.73, up 135. July is 93.31, up 134. And then what else we got? Texas oil, crude oil, West Texas. May, 84.36, up $1.19. And natural gas is up 8 at 184 for May. Live cattle for April, 184.67, down 32. June, 179.62, down 62. Feeder cattle for April, 247.42, up 30. May, 249.60, up 90. And what we got? Hogs, April, 87.40, up 77. And May's 94.20, up 170. And let's see here. S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ is all in the red. And one more quick thing before we go to break. We discussed it a couple times last week about the bird flu that's found in dairy herds. It's now went from 3 states to 5 states. The bird flu, which killed more than 82 million birds in the U.S. domestic flocks in the past 2 years, has appeared in dairy herds in Idaho, Kansas, Michigan, New Mexico, and Texas. Said federal officials, the outbreaks affecting a small number, or a really small number of cattle, are not expected to affect any milk supply or prices at the grocery store. Wild birds were believed to be the sources of the highly pathogenic avian influenza, just as they regarded as spreading the virus amongst domestic flocks. The HPAI outbreak. Outbreaks among domestic flocks began February 8th of 2022. Spread of symptoms amongst the Michigan herd also indicates that the HPAI transmission between cattle cannot be ruled out, and the USDA said on Friday. However, initial tests found no changes to the virus that would make it transmittable to people. In dairy cattle, HPAI manifests itself in reduced milk production and low appetite in primary amongst only older cows, according to the USDA. The animals tend to recover in 10 to 14 days, according to Pennsylvania state officials. Early last week, the USDA, FDA, and CDC confirmed that 2 HPAI in 2 dairy herds in Texas and 2 dairy herds in Kansas. At the end of the week, they confirmed it in the Michigan dairy herd that received cattle from Texas, and they're waiting on some more tests again. And same thing happened in Idaho. The Idaho dairy farm where the infection was detected had recently bought 105 head of cattle from Texas, according to the state veterinarian. He suspected cow-to-cow transmission or transfer through the shared equipment as the cause HPAI was found in cattle already on the farm, which were housed separately from the new stock. So interesting what's going on with there. There are nearly 8.9 million dairy cows in the 24 leading dairy states, according to USD data. They produced 17.4 billion pounds of milk in February. California, Wisconsin, Texas, Idaho, and New York are the largest producers. So anyway, again, my question, you guys need to be studying and working the numbers up one today and tomorrow. When you get an answer, you got to text it in while the show's going, because there's so many text messages coming in here. If you had a quartermaster Angus, what's the growth model for it after 7 years? How many babies are going to come out of a quartermaster Creek Angus bull? Figure that out. Anyway, let's take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we come back, I'll have Greg Wadle on here with me from the Western Technology Center over at Burns Flat. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is proud to announce they're now offering the High Energy Liquid Livestock Feed Mix 30. This liquid protein fat supplement is for cattle on grass or hay forage and is now available at SEI Agritech for pickup or delivery. They also have half semi or semi loads available. For more information, give Ken a call at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317, or stop by the SEI Agritech location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at knutsonirrigation.com.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma, has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success, because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
Come out to the little town on the prairie, Canadian, Texas, and attend the 2024 Hip Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference Tuesday and Wednesday, April 23rd and 4th. It's going to be a power-packed beef cattle conference with some of the best speakers talking about some of the most critical issues of the beef cattle business, our markets, our climate, our genomic, ranching for profit. Also, we're going to have a great
video
time
reality has been helping facilities improve their game day with game-winning audio and video experiences for over 30 years. Let Video Reality partner with your team and create a custom audio video system for your stadium, gymnasium, or auditorium. Show your team you believe in them and give them an amazing game day experience. Video Reality LED displays enhance every game for fans and players. And just like you, Video Reality calls Oklahoma home. Video Reality delivers amazing displays and amazing service to go with it. Light up the game with Video Reality LED displays. Visit VideoReality.com.
April 1st through the 13th, we have our filter sales event going on. You save up to 40% on all Napa Gold filters. We will be doing our tool sale also April 1st through April 6th. We're offering 10% off of all Carlisle tools, 5% off of lifts, 5% off of compressors, Milwaukee tools on sale, toolboxes, tool sets. We're also going to have some giveaways on the 5th is our customer appreciation launch.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour out here in the Texas Panhandle. Let's pick the big town at Lipscomb for your Texas ag weather update. 68 degrees, humidity's 28, dew point's 33. That old dry line's coming through. Winds are out of the north at 6 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 42 miles an hour. No month-to-date precipitation. It is April Fool's. Red flag minutes today, zero. Sub-freezing minutes today, zero. 8-inch soil temperature, 58. Here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanine Center in our studio, here's the difference between here and about an hour and 20 minutes to the northwest. We have 88% humidity. So you tell the dry lines between us and them. 67 degrees and the winds are zilch here. Anyway, on the phone with me right now from the Western Technology Center over in Burns Flat, Oklahoma, is Mr. Greg Wadle. Greg, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy you're here, too. So, anyway, man, last year, I think you and I had a conversation right before your sale and or during your sale, and I guess the conversation really helped out a lot because you said you were sold out pretty shortly with a lot of the stuff.
Yes. Yeah, it's been really amazing over the last several years how big this plant sale has kind of became. And, you know, we started, this would be my fifth year here at Western Technology Center in Burns Flat. And every year we've kind of built it and up at every year and bigger. And this year it's the biggest it's ever been. And our greenhouse is so full that we couldn't even house another plant hardly. And so it's been a real blessing.
What is the sale starts, what, tomorrow?
It starts first thing in the morning, 8 o'clock. We should be able to get the door open at 8, hopefully, and invite people to come and visit and tour our facility that we have and come shop and support a wonderful class. I teach the Service Careers class here at WTC. And, you know, everybody always asks me, what is that class? What do y'all do? And so I always tell them we do a lot of a variety of different things. You know, obviously right now we're learning about horticulture and growing plants, and we do landscaping, and we learn how to take care of lawns, mowing, weed eating, different things. We learn plant identification and how to take care of them, obviously, with our greenhouse. And then we do custodial maintenance, and then we clean vehicles. We do auto detail, and then we teach lots of life skills. It's a wonderful class. I have the best students in the world. They come from 14 different schools around our area, and you know, it's been a really good move. I used to teach at Cordell High School, and I had a great experience there. And I moved here 5 years ago, and it's been a blessing. And so now we're having a fundraiser, and we're opening up our greenhouse in the morning. Like I said, we'll be open only 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 3, because I have to close it down because the students are leaving at the end of the day. And we have bedding plants, lots of flowers. We have probably about 12 to 15 different varieties of flowers, and we have some that are full sun and some that are partial shade, and we have lots of succulents that we have grown, and then we also grow tomato plants and pepper plants, and then we have some hanging pots as well. And our prices are I feel like the cheapest around. Our cheapest plant's $2 and our most expensive is $12. So anyway,
yeah, because your bedding plants
have you come out and see it.
Yeah, your bedding plants are $3. Your tomato plants are $2. Your pepper plants are $2, and it's your hanging pots actually that are $12. And I guess
those are succulents,
right? Okay, and then let's talk about your bedding plants. I know a few of them. I'm not a green thumb when it comes to flower beds. Sorry, I'm the guy that grows stuff you eat. And so anyway,
right.
But I recognize a couple of those spider plants. And then the marigolds,
right?
So
the spider plants, we actually have two varieties. We have a variegated kind, which is kind of a green and white striped leaf, and then another variety that's got a darker green, and they're both really pretty right now, and they're ready to be transplanted into a bigger pot, and they take off, and they're already starting to kind of make their little, I don't know what you call them, but the little sprouts that come off the side that grow the little baby spiders that hang down. And then you can cut those when they get big enough and actually re-root them, let them grow roots in some water and transplant them and make more. And that's how we do it.
I got you. Well, like I said, you've got at least a dozen there. I'm not going to count them all, but anyway, you got at least a dozen of the bedding plants. And then your pepper plants, you got what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 6 or 7?
We grow 5 varieties.
5? Okay.
We're a small greenhouse, and if you come see us, you're going to see why. I mean, we're just small, and we're not in it for a business. We're just in it for a fundraiser and to teach the kids on how to grow and take care of plants. I have, over the years, found the best kind of plants to grow in western Oklahoma. I've tried a lot of different varieties of peppers and tomatoes, and we only grow the kinds that I plant in my own garden, and they're proven for me. And lots of feedback from other people that have grown them over the years, and I've talked to a lot of people that know a lot more about this than I do, and I go off of their recommendations, so that's how I've kind of selected the 5 that we do grow. And if you want me to talk about those, I can real quick.
Yeah, let's talk about the Mucho Nacho.
Yeah, now this is a new kind of jalapeno. I always say I've grown the ones that I've proven. Now, I'm going off of a friend that I work that works here on the campus, and he grows a very big garden down by Blair, I believe, is where he lives. And he believes in the Mucho Nacho jalapenos, so I'm going to try those. So we tried those this year, and they're really growing good. And then we have a Tam jalapeno.
Yep.
And I've always wondered what the Tam word meant. And last night, ironically, I was looking on one of my Facebook reels, and there was a jalapeno plant that came across, and they were talking about the Tam jalapeno, and it's Texas A&M developed pepper plant.
Oh, man. And I'm like, I was going to buy some.
That's where the Texas TAM comes from. Now, don't hold that against the pepper.
I'm not. I was kidding.
You know, you're an OU fan, I know. But anyway, it's a more moderate or mild heat. And I have grown these for years. They are really good for poppers. They don't produce a tremendous amount of heat. And they're good to can. My wife and I, we can a lot of pickles and jalapenos, and so I can a lot of the Tams. And then I grow the Tricus, which have no heat at all. They have the same look, taste, and smell, but no heat.
What does people use that for generally?
Oh, I guess just for poppers. Whatnot. When they don't want to really, they want to flavor something up, but they don't really want to feel the burn, because some people can't because of indigestion and different things.
Right, because the jalapeno has a good flavor to it.
Sure. It adds flavor to, you know, lots of different things, not just Mexican food.
Right. Okay, so out of those 3 peppers, which you don't know much about the Mucho Nacho yet.
But it's a hot pepper.
Right. So is the Tam the one that usually a lot of people use to can salsa with?
Yeah, I grow a lot of those.
Is that what they use in salsa?
Yeah. Yeah, and if you want a little heat, you can always add, you know, a little bit of extra jalapeno heat. So you would get the Mucho Nacho, but
right.
It's just good to have a little variety if you've got the room.
Right. Bell peppers.
We were talking this morning, you and I, about cross-pollination.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not good to plant your hot jalapenos next to your bell peppers or your bananas or even your mild jalapenos, because they can... I've been told they can cross-pollinate, so I spread mine apart and separate them in my garden so I don't get a hot banana pepper or a hot bell pepper.
So you think you could cross-pollinate a Mucho Nacho with a celebrity?
Oh, no, I don't know about a tomato. It's just a different species and all.
I was just curious.
I'm not a plant specialist to that degree.
I'm going to find out, because if you can, I'm going to throw some out there next to it.
But call all your OSU buddies up there at Stillwater, and they can probably tell you.
Probably so. Well, your bell peppers, you got the bell peppers, and you got the banana peppers, which is good.
Yes.
And all these plants are $2 a piece. And how big are they right now? They're ready to go in the ground?
They're anywhere from 6-inch to 8 to 10, maybe 12 inches tall. They're growing pretty good. They're growing really better than I ever thought they would. They're growing better than they did last year for some reason.
Oh, that's good. Went in.
And so, you know, I haven't done anything different, except they just like the weather, I guess, right now.
Let's see. I had somebody text in. Melanie, actually, said the Trichia jalapeno is great to have on the side, kind of like a sliced onion or pickle. Always.
Sure.
And it also has tons of vitamin C in it. How about that?
I'll be darned.
So anyway, see, me and you both learned something just now. And all right, the tomato plant, celebrity, early girl, Florida 91, the Roma. What's that other one? The
We have two different kinds of cherry tomatoes. One's called a Sakura and one's called a Verona. Now, those two are new to me. I do have a good friend there at Cordell where I live, and she grows Sakura cherry tomatoes and herb. She has a big greenhouse like you're thinking about maybe building, and it's already built. Okay. Well, they are a 1-inch diameter cherry tomato, great for salads, and the Verona is also about a 1-inch, and it's more oval shaped, kind of like a Roma, but a miniature version. Yeah. And the Celebrity, Early Girl, and Florida 91, those are our slicing sized tomatoes. They're great for hamburgers or sandwiches. And then obviously the Roma, everybody kind of knows what they are. They're for salsa and sauces and different things. And they're also good to slice. They're big enough. You can put a few slices on a sandwich.
Right. Well, Celebrity is one of my favorite. My brother-in-law over at Canute, he turned me on to them. I'm a big fan of the Celebrity. And Florida 91, they figured out here in western Oklahoma, does really good. And, of course, yep. The Early Girl's done and just is. So you and I were talking earlier before we come back onto the live on the air. Anyway, I was asking you a question on planting tomatoes. And let's talk about that.
So, you know, some people just think you dig a hole and you stick a tomato plant in the ground, which you can. But a tomato plant, actually, if you've ever noticed, if you look up close to a stem of a tomato plant, there's a lot of fuzz on the side. And what that fuzz is actually little tiny roots. And you can dig a hole really deep. You can cut off all the little stem up to the top part, the little bushy part of the plant. And you can actually plant a tomato really deep. You can even lay it sideways in a little trench and kind of bend the main part of the plant, the top of the plant, up real carefully without breaking it, and plant that bottom stem and bury it, and it will just keep growing more and more roots. And that's one unique thing about a tomato plant that you can do, but you can't do that with a pepper, I don't think. I think it's more, you just plant it at the, the root ball level. But a tomato you can plant fairly deep, and so it actually benefits the plant even more.
Kind of like an oil well. You can go horizontal if you want. So anyway, cool. I actually think I did that in a protein tub 2 years ago. It was bending over, and I just laid it on down and covered up those hairs like you was talking about.
Right.
And it made gobs of tomatoes. So, anyway.
Yeah, these tomatoes, you know, as a tomato keeps growing, they get a little spindly, especially in a greenhouse, and I'm starting to see that a little bit with mine. And that works really good doing it that way. Mm-hmm. If you've got the room, because sometimes, like out where I live, northeast Cordell, you know, it's pretty hard to dig a deep hole these days, and so I just lay them sideways if I can.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
That'd be actually pretty good for no-till tomatoes, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Yeah, it would.
Yeah, sure would. And then
totally, you know, you drop you a little bone meal or blood meal or something like that down in it, or even Epsom salt.
So bone meal, you're using bone meal for tomatoes for the leaf rot, right?
Yeah, and it just gives it extra, a little bit of boost to fertilizer and whatnot.
Right.
I've never really studied it. I've just kind of gone off of some old timers that have always told me that's what they did. So I always figure, you know, it's good to get advice from people that know a lot more than you do.
Yeah, I actually seen a deal the other day, and it caught my attention, and I replayed it. Bone meal is basically for leaf rot, and they said a lot of people are under the, he said it's a myth that to use Epsom salt for the leaf rot, and it's not true. He said, you know, see what bone, what causes leaf rot is a lack of calcium, and Epsom salt is magnesium, so it ain't going to help you with your leaf rot at all. So I learned that the other day. Man, I love doing this show because I get to learn all kinds of cool stuff.
Right.
So anyway, yeah. And I hope I said that right. What, did it sound like I said that right?
Oh, you sounded like you knew exactly what you were talking about.
Well, Greg, we got to get off here, so tell everybody how they can get to there and who to call.
Yeah, okay. Once again, we are at Burns Flat at the Western Technology Campus. If you've never been to Burns Flat, we have one stoplight in this town. And when you come to it, you turn west. And you're going to go down about a half a mile of winding road that has big cedar trees on both sides. And you're going to come out to our campus. You're going to go to the main building on the back side of the main building. And you will find our little greenhouse back there. If you need to call me, you can call WTC. It's 580-562-3181. And you can ask for me. And we would love to see you. And hopefully, if you drag your feet, you might be missing out. So yeah, last year we sold out in less than a week.
No joke. All right. Well, cool. Thank you so much again for coming on this year, and good luck with that. And I meant to ask it a few minutes ago. All the proceeds for this do what?
Yeah, it goes back to our program. Last year, people asked, what do you buy? And last year we bought a zero-turn mower for my students. And, I wanted to teach them how to drive a zero-turn. That was a little challenging. But I actually found a remote control shutoff that I can click and turn the motor off if they get in a bind out there, because I can't ride with them, so it's amazing once they figure it out. It's just like riding a bicycle. So
all right, well, Greg, thanks. Again,
we just put the money back into our program and try to build it up.
All right, Greg Wadle, thanks for coming on. He's an instructor over there at the Burns Flat at the Western Technology Center, and their plant sale starts tomorrow, and I will post it on KECO's Facebook page for more information.
Appreciate it, Jimmy. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, and we will be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 22nd. 1,267 head were sold. 10 head of steers at $396 brought $410. 5 at $402 brought $367.50. 4 at $453 brought $345. 3 at $517 brought $290. 31 at $563 brought $349. 28 at $768 brought $259. 94 at $818 brought $245. 5 head of heifers at $377 brought $322. 4 at $436 brought $304. 6 at $480 brought $290. 4 at $514 brought $278. 3 at $585 brought $258. 19 at $779 brought $229. Butcher cows were 85 to 152. Butcher bulls brought 20 to 163. Bred cows were 1,200 to 3,000. Pairs brought 1,800 to 3,075. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Everyone around me was drinking coffee, and I wanted to be a coffee drinker too. But everything I tasted was either too bitter or too sweet, so I tried one more place. Instead of just ordering, I told them an idea of what I wanted, and they crafted a drink just for me. It tasted fresh, like coffee is supposed to. The brew was mild, and the flavor not too sweet. Exactly what I wanted. They've done this for lots of people. They'll do this for you, too. Thanks to Twister's Coffee Company next to Brahms in Elk City, now I'm a coffee drinker. Every day.
Hey folks, I'm Ken Russ, new owner of Hobart Stockyards. We want to thank Rex Fleming for the great job and dedication he has done serving the community in southwestern Oklahoma. I look forward to continuing working with you cattle producers and marketing your cattle. We are bringing in multiple independent cattle buyers and along with current buyers to guarantee you get top prices for your cattle. Give me a call at 580-530-0192. Here at Hobart Stockyards, we only sell the best. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Radar's getting greener. 70 degrees at Arnett. This is your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. Arnett, you guys know who lives in Arnett besides Rocky Whitson? Lori Campbell, famous lady for Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. 70 degrees, dew point 37, humidity's 30%. The winds are out of the east at 4 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 5/100ths of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 57 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.7. Sunset, 8:01. Today, 77 and a 50% chance of rain. The winds are going to get up here in just a little bit, guys. I'm just going to warn you. Anyway, tonight, 36 for a low, 50% chance of rain. Tomorrow, not so warm, 56 for a high with north winds, 21 to 30 miles an hour with gusts up to 35 and maybe 40, depending on where you're living. All right, I got, before Jerry comes on, I got to pass this tip along. If you want your peppers extra hot, mix in a cup of chicken manure in the soil around your plants. I've never heard that, and I'm saying this guy's probably not an April Fool's guy. So, I mean, the chicken manure is not going to hurt anyway. Jerry, you're a gardener, you know.
Hey, we used to use chicken manure.
Yeah, so anyway,
tomatoes.
I just wonder why it makes it hotter.
So, I don't understand that one.
Well, man, I know I haven't got to go to one yet, but I've heard of what's going on. These 22F class association deals that you guys have been doing out here. Tell me how that got started out here.
Well, we joined up with OKC Gun Club. This started last year. We flipped the targets from black to white. The NRA has to have a high-end white backer during the 22 matches.
Okay.
Most people can't afford them.
Right.
To put a range in. So we switched them to this. Kelly McNitt is the designer of it. They have their match following ours. Ours is the first Saturday. Theirs is the second.
Okay. Of the month. Each month.
Each month.
Right.
And it's just growing. I think it's because of the cost of putting a range in without the white rolling backer paper.
Right.
Has starting to sweep.
Well,
the
I'm going to say the same thing Blake did when he was carrying his target. If you get on Facebook or a website, you can see the target over here to the left of Jerry. Anyway, I'm just like, boy, I'm going to up my game on the scope on this one because it's a small bore deal, 22.
Long rifle,
but it's 100 yards, though.
100 yards.
Yeah, and everybody's like, but you know what? There's some pretty good shooters out there at 22.
Our youth, last match, first four places.
Yeah, talk about them.
You know, I'd like to, you know, call out about them. Austin Poston from Cashing. Macy Rogers from Canute, Harrison Gordon from Mangum, and Lily McAllary from Elk City.
Right.
And they put it on.
Put it on?
They just put it on. Yeah. You know, the age group is interesting. We have some 70-plus-year-old men that come out from the city, and they're salty.
Yep.
And but these youth put it on.
Well, we got so much going on with our youth, and this is one thing I'm so happy about you guys doing this out here at your place, this 22 long rifle match, is because, you know, there's so many people in stock showing, and there's so many, there's getting to be a lot of people in the shotgun sport, which I think is awesome.
It is.
Because there's a lot of kids in school that don't want to get into stock shows or animals. They want to get into something like shotguns or even gardening, because he's got a lot of people over at Votech in this gardening deal. And I think this is icing on the cake.
Well, we just want to make sure that if you have a youth, bring them out. We'll get them the stuff. Help them get started. And Malia, most of y'all know her from the Farm Service Agency.
Retired,
and she makes sure that everyone gets a hot dog. I think she served 36 last match, big old pan of brownies, and it's a good fellowship.
So it's coming up this Saturday, because we're going to take a break here in a minute, but we're going to come back and talk more, because we're going to get into, I think, would you tell me, am I remembering right, four classes? I got it. And we'll talk about them after the break. And but it's coming up this Saturday, because it's going to be the first Saturday of every month.
That's correct.
So it's going to be at what time Saturday?
Usually everybody shows up about 8, and by 9 we start shooting.
Okay.
Usually a couple hours, we're done.
Okay. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a break. And we talked tomatoes and peppers a little bit long, me and Greg did earlier. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be in a normal segment. So we'll get this finished up. But before I take that break, 10 head or 10,000 head, cow-calf stockers or feeders, selling at the sale barn, retaining ownership, or marketing retail, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has something for everyone. As cattle producers, we all have many of the same goals in mind: profitability, stewardship, feeding the world with integrity, and protecting our resources, livelihood for generations to come. To become a member or to learn ways to get more involved, all you got to do is go to okcattleman.org, $100 a year, and I'm a member, and it's a pretty awesome deal. Also, a little update, I already got one answer. Of course, it's a banker that answers this. He's already got those numbers working on the quartermaster bull, what the growth cycle is on it. Anyway, he says, figure 15 years, one year one, and 25 each of the 6 years after. 165 for offspring. And also somebody said they got a half inch of rain at their house overnight and walked out this morning, it could hear the wheat growing. So anyway, we're going to be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
From the classroom to the field, Elk City High School students are igniting sparks of brilliance, fueling the fire of progress in every endeavor they pursue. Whether it's breaking records in the academics or dominating the field, these students are the driving force behind Elk City's dynamic spirit. GAS is fully committed to supporting and fostering the spirit of innovation, because in Elk City, it's not just about moving forward, it's about racing ahead. That's why we're...
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sayre Farmers Co-op. Sayre Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sayre Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sayre Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sayre, or give them a call at 928-2664.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You guys know I love the outdoors, so here we go. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update, and I picked a big city at Tipton, Oklahoma. 71 degrees, dew points at 67, humidity's at 85, the winds are out of the south at 9 miles an hour, 10-day rain total, 31 hundredths of an inch. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 61 degrees. Get that corn in the ground. Let's go. 1-day average, 10-inch fractional water, 1.0. Sunset at 7:57. Chance of rain today, 30%, 81 for a high. Tonight, 44 for a low, 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow, not so warm, 59 degrees and 18 to 21 miles an hour wind with wind gusts up to 30. The looks like southwestern Roger Mills County and parts of Beckham County. He's got a rain shower moving through there, and somewhere up there in Dewey County, they're getting a pretty good little shower going through there. So anyway, the radar is coming alive, baby. Let's get it done. Well, in the studio with me right now is Mr. Jerry Newman. He lives out there in central Beckham County on the north side of the river. Anyway, but Jerry and some other guys got this thing started shooting 22F Class Association, shooting 22s. Well, anyway, we were talking about before we left. So let's talk about the four classes of not calibers, but different types of rifles.
Well, you have your sporter class, so that's 10.5 pounds or lighter. Can't be over that.
And that's not the bullet. That's what the rifle weighs.
It's a 22 long rifle.
Yeah.
They have what they call a FTR class, which has to be under 18 pounds.
Okay.
And to back up on the sporter with your bipods, that includes all that, not your rear bag. Open class, you know, it's under 18 pounds, but they may use them high-end front rest.
Right.
I've seen some of them as high as $2,000.
Woo!
But, you know, I've seen these kids run with them, so they have the more inexpensive Harris bipods.
Right.
We're going to try to start a bench shoot for people that may have a disability or an injury that doesn't allow them to go prone.
Because this is all in prone.
This is all prone. We've got an 8 foot by 80 feet firing line.
Okay.
We have 16 firing lines. So you get there, you fill out your paperwork, fill out your targets, and we got people there that will help the youth.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you're not a youth. If you want to come out and try it, it's 2 boxes of shells. It's probably the best $20 you'll spend for entertainment.
Right.
It's cheap. It's fun, obviously, because everybody's catching on to it.
Right. And there's not a lot of kicking going on with these 22s.
You know? I mean, all ages enjoy it. It doesn't beat you up.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's pretty good. Also, before I forget, happy 69th birthday to Kenny Llewellyn. How about that? Big 6'9". I'm 7 years away. What are you, 5 years away?
I'll be 68 or 69.
Are you that old?
Gee, thanks, Jim.
Oh, well, I didn't think you were that old. That's a compliment. But anyway, back to the 22s. I think it's cool because here on Today in Ag, we do farming, ranching, but we also do rural fire departments, and I love the outdoors, and this is part of the outdoors, and I think it's cool.
Well, we wanted the first Saturday that way. Everybody out here could tune up before they went to the city on the second Saturday.
Right.
So we had to work to get that Saturday. Tulsa is starting to put one in.
Okay.
And so you're starting to see it grow and grow.
Well, I had to look at the clock. I look over and I'm not looking at the clock like a dummy, and I need to be. But there's... On the sporter class, what's some of your setups you've seen on the sporting class?
Oh, just, I've seen all kinds. They're light. They put a scope on them. I would recommend a scope so you can see your hits on the paper.
Right.
Open sights, you're not going to see your hits unless you have a spotting scope.
Right.
But we're open to any question. We'll help. We'll offer training to help you understand the course of fire, how to score.
Because I know you're into shooting. You've traveled all over the United States shooting bigger caliber than 22.
Extreme long range.
Yeah, because you designed your black powder. What was that video you sent me there 3 or 4 years ago? 800 yards or something?
Yeah, well...
And it's
those are far and few between.
So anyway, but it's yeah, there was an elk in country had a chance of muzzleloader season. But anyway, so on the where's the range at exactly?
Okay, it's 3 miles south of Carter, 2 west on 1270.
Okay,
we're on the south side of the county road, and you'll see Old Glory flying. There'll be plenty of people there, and give us a call. You know, at 580-339-0097, and we'll make sure you get there.
Right.
There's a lot of good people that...
And bring the kids. Bring the kids
right.
out.
That's it.
And so, anyway, so it's good because I'm gonna go out on a limb and think Malia's brownies are probably bad to the bone. am I saying right? I've never had one, but I'm guessing.
I don't think there was any left. You know, you might ask Joe Gordon and and Trent Britton and a few others that was out there. They're, how good they were.
Right. And so anyway, this is, and it costs $20 to shoot, right?
Per gun.
Per gun. Okay.
So we have some guys that want to shoot a couple of guns. They'll shoot the FTR, they might shoot the open, or they might shoot the sporter class.
Right.
$20 per gun, straightforward.
Right. Man, it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
And there's, of course, you know, this Saturday, I have plans on coming, but we got to make another round of hay to the panhandle.
There you go.
I got orders Friday. But anyway, that worked out. Jerry, thanks so much for coming in. And what's the number again to call you on?
580-339-0097.
Come from anywhere in Oklahoma to shoot.
That's right.
And Texas. Anyway, it's been a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Brought to you by First National Bank and Trust to Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.
The biggest songs from the biggest stars.
Rick Homie. Mr. Misunderstood.